Sally Ann Murphy writes with a humor and humility that belies her authority on such topics as what to do with a love-struck horse, and how to grow and harvest a range of herbs, flowers, and vegetables that sound like they came right out of a fairy tale. Pink bo-peep popping corn, bachelor's button, dwarf crocuses. Bean Blossom Dreams is full of the lessons she and her family learned in their first years as city transplants in Brown County. But these days, the writer devotes much of her time to raising a different kind of crop, the students at Bloomington's Harmony School, where Murphy, a former producer at the BBC, is high school coordinator and teaches history, government, and media studies. I sat down with her there to talk about what makes Brown County so special.
I think it's a combination of things. First of all, of course, it's, you know, extraordinarily beautiful. For those who don't know, it's nicknamed the Little Smokies because it does, you know, on a fall morning with a mist, it really does look like the Little Smokies. So, you know, the physical beauty of the place draws people in. But also, I think, in a very genuine way, they have managed to maintain that sort of American small community. I was raised in London and Paris, and coming from two big cities like that where nobody knows anyone, the idea that I can, on first name terms with, you know, everyone from the pharmacist to the person that I'll pay property taxes to, that's enormously attractive in a world where people feel increasingly isolated and, you know, without a safety net underneath them.
There's something to the idea of moving to the country that seems intertwined with an essentially American philosophy. Over 150 years ago, Henry David Thoreau wrote that in nature, even a city dweller truly comes home to himself.
In the streets and in society, I am almost invariably cheap and dissipated. My life is unspeakably mean. But alone in the distant woods or fields, I come to myself. I once more feel myself grandly related. I thus dispose of the superfluous and see things as they are, grand and beautiful.
Sally Ann Murphy might be a Londoner by birth, but her writing about Brown County is part of the legacy of American transcendentalists like Thoreau and Emerson. In recounting her adventures in Brown County, some memories came up for Murphy, despite the fact that they happened years ago on the other side of the world. The intimate project of picking beans with her daughter reminds her of time spent with her grandmother on the cliffs of the Thames.
Charlie's rapt concentration as she carefully measured each pod was an echo from many years ago when my beloved Nana Moyse had instructed a muddy-kneed, much smaller me in the art of picking beans. I can still see the kitchen garden on the chalk cliffs hovering above the grey mudflats of the Thames estuary. As we left our harvest by the sink to be washed, the sea breeze from a mile or two would rush in through the scullery window and blend with the fumes of bleach from the old laundry tub.
The attraction of Brown County is complex. There's the simple nostalgia it satisfies, a yearning for small-town America. Then there's the inspiration that is its landscape, which recalls Thoreau's expanse of America, grand and beautiful. Finally, as Sally Ann Murphy shows, there's the fact that in Brown County, even memories planted long ago and far away can grow.
I think what happened when we moved was these memories came back to me really strongly for the first time in years, because those were the seeds that were planted that would later blossom into this love of countryside. We had some friends who owned a sheep farm, and I remember sitting on this very high hill watching the sheep and the sun crossing the grass, and way, way in the distance horses, and just feeling totally at peace. And thinking, really, in the end, one day, I want a life like this.
To read excerpts from Bean Blossom Dreams, you can visit our website, wfiu.org/arts. For WFIU's artworks, I'm Rachel Lyon.